Johnstown, in western Pennsylvania, like so many other cities, is reevaluating what kind of place it wants to be. As the city works to attract new residents, new businesses, and new types of industry, the three rivers that frame the city, the Stony Creek River, the Little Conemaugh River, and the Conemaugh River, are also getting a second look. Keystone Crossroads' Irina Zhorov reports.
Bob Bridges manages Coal Tubin, a recreation company headquartered in a tiny building on the shore of the Stony Creek River in Johnstown. On a recent summer day, he inflated a boat called the Shredder, loaded it on a trailer, and took it to an inconspicuous pull-off.
Ready? One, two, three.
They buckled their life vests, and in we went.
This is the front, okay? And what we're going to do, your butts today, we ran the side here, okay?
As I was growing up, we always knew we were home because of the smell the river put off. It used to be orange.
Johnstown is an unequivocally industrial town. The rivers provided water for the coal mines and steel mills in the region, and industry flushed waste into those same rivers, all but killing them. Today, the water is clear, odorless, and really pretty. There are still spots of active acid mine drainage and remnants of old industrial buildings alongside the river.
This here is just one of our old steel mills we had.
But the banks are also lined with vegetation, albeit some of it invasive.
We have the knotweed all along here.
The river cascades down in a series of rapids. There are fish in the water. And there are humans in it, too.
How's it going, guys? You guys having fun?
Luke Miller from Somerset was floating down the river with some family.
This is one of the untapped natural resources in this area. And we should all be thankful that we have the opportunity to experience it.
Miller and his group got out of the water by a bridge, and we kept floating. Right past the bridge, the river looks vastly different.
We went from, natural environment to industrial river walls.
Tall, steep cement walls now line the river on both sides.
A concrete canyon. It's not pretty. I don't think they try to make it pretty.
The town's moniker is Flood City. The first deadly flood hit in 1889 and lives on in Johnstown lore as well as multiple documentaries.
My father put his arms around us and said we would all die together. Gertrude Quinn.
But even after that, says historian Richard Burkert, in 1917, urban planners drew up ambitious plans that used Johnstown's waterways and even envisioned colonnaded walkways along the rivers. But that never really happened because there was another flood in 1936, which echoed in broadcasts nationwide.
Everywhere it's flood, fire, famine, and disease. Headlines scream horror not equaled by war.
Ultimately, I think the attitude towards the rivers changed, and you had people that had gone through two killer floods, in less than 40 years, and, something had to be done.
Burkert, the historian, says a major channelization project in the late 1930s cemented about 9 miles of river through the city. The reinforced walls are supposed to quickly funnel water through town without letting it wreak too much havoc. The banks gave peace of mind. But
Johnstown's a river town, and we did not have access to our rivers.
Today, things are a little different. For one, Johnstown is a depressed town where industry is significantly smaller than it once was, and the rivers are starting to look like assets for recreation. The city's Economic Development Office has worked to open access to the water, and over $6 million in state, federal, and local funds have gone into cleaning up just the acid mine drainage. Now, some stakeholders believe Johnstown's natural resources could be a big part of the town's economic recovery.
I think we should be promoting Johnstown as the Moab of the East, or the North Carolina of the North.
Brad Clemenson works with Lift Johnstown, a group focused on improving the city. They help organize an outdoor adventure festival to put Johnstown on the map. He says tourism can be a gateway to attracting people to settle here.
Anything you want to do outside, it's all around here in the Laurel Mountains that surround Johnstown. So we're trying to really promote that as the catalyst for making people want to maybe first just come here and recreate, but discover what we have to offer.
Back on the Stony Creek, our tour was coming to an end. Bridges steered the boat up to a ramp, one of several access points operated by the Army Corps of Engineers, and we towed the shredder up to wait for a ride.
If I could have you guys help me out.
So we just came up out of the water, up a ramp, and we're right on the street in the middle of a car dealership.
Unless you know where it's at, you know, people won't even know it's here.
Most of the ramps are kind of hidden, like this one. Many people in town still don't know they can finally get in their rivers. Cole Tubin's business is mostly from out of town. And owner Chad Gontkovic says it's been a struggle to acquire property for his business. He attributes this to city officials that don't share his vision for the city. Downstream, where the Stony Creek blends with the Little Connemara to form the Connemara River, there's a party. The event is called Jazz Along the River, but you can't actually see the river from the pavilion because of those cement banks. It's mostly an older crowd that's gathered to eat pierogies and stuffed cabbage, to listen to music and dance. George Caddy, who's 64, says he's glad the river is getting some attention, but also a little surprised.
I think that once people my age are gone, that there'll be even a better transformation. We and my contemporaries have a habit of thinking maybe steel mill will come back. It's not coming back.
He says younger generations have other ideas for Johnstown, and just maybe they'll work. Irina Zhorov, Keystone Crossroads.